The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. Always a 50-50 chance of getting kicked out of the stands at a Little League game.
Elijah Sky.
Hey, hey, hey.
Who is smooth on the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. What's happening, Juss?
Man, you look like a totally different person now. Literally, you look like a totally different person.
Well, it's a good thing you have the live feed going on as we're getting the podcast kicked off this time around, because you can see I'm aerodynamic like you, my friend.
You look 50 times faster.
And then if I put the slippers on my hands and just...
We're live on the IG because we never go live because we're never here.
But we are now.
We're in Studio Kalihi. Good to be back.
Once again, the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. Why is the belt in the box? You got to get the belt out of the box, man. Get the belt out of the box. Here, I'll get the belt out of the box.
Okay, right. It's good. It's been a while, man. We've foreseen this happening. Everybody getting sick. And then everybody gets in the holiday season too.
That's kind of what it was, because the last time we talked to each other was probably around Thanksgiving. Right?
It was Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving?
I got sick. You were sick.
Wait a minute.
You were sick before Thanksgiving.
I usually get blamed for people getting sick around my house. Are you blaming me?
No. I got food poisoning. I ate bad food.
Wait a minute. We went over this last time.
It was weird.
You ordered out.
It was weird. No, because I went out to lunch with my my mom and my daughter. So we did Thanksgiving lunch. And we go out and everybody was eating food. And I think where it went wrong was the prosciutto.
Fancy. That's just another fancy way to say ham.
I was getting too fancy.
You should have just said ham, dog.
I was getting way too fancy on Thanksgiving. Nobody else had it. I think I had the prosciutto, and it was bad prosciutto.
Oh, man, bad ham is
so up. I spent the next 24 hours...
blowing it out.
Prosciutto.
You had to drop weight for your next fight.
It was not fun.
Really?
It was what you would call a yak fest.
Really?
Bruh.
Oh, look.
Not pretty.
Oh, bruh.
It was not... And it was crazy, because my mom didn't get sick. A kid didn't get sick. Me puking my guts out.
Are you a bone-in ham or can ham guy?
Yeah. Turkey.
Really?
I'm more of a turkey guy. I've always been a turkey guy. Ham's cool, but turkey's better.
I can go day after ham more than day after turkey.
See, that I disagree with too, because for me, you need the day old turkey sandwich with the cranberry sauce, the canned one where you cut it into
the
jiggly one.
Right.
And you put that bad boy on the sandwich.
Because I remember, like, I think I went like 3 days of turkey. And we didn't even make juke this year.
How come?
I don't know. My pops.
What's wrong with your heritage, bro?
I don't know. I need to learn how to make it, but my dad makes it like super good. But for some reason, the juke is
not hard to make. You put the turkey in a pot.
Stop making me look like a bad guy. Yeah,
work on your Filipino stuff, bro.
Wait, is juke Filipino?
Yeah. No. Vietnamese. Well, there's a Filipino. No, there's a Filipino version of juke.
Okay. I'll take something else.
Go ask my wife.
But that's unfortunate that you got sick, bro.
Well, I got sick, and then, like you were just alluding to, the people that can't see us at home, they should be following us on social media. If they want to follow us on social media, how do they follow us, my friend?
It's the biggest thing to hit the internet since At Two High Dads on our Instagram. And if you guys have following us on our Instagram, we got this little store going on. This is the last time I haven't seen you.
Yeah.
You posted up brand new gear on our Two High Dads stuff. That's how long we haven't done anything.
Dude, you even went and did your immoral t-shirt. And
I did that.
I did that too.
That was my early Christmas gift. Enough about me. But I need to ask you. Where did you get those models from? Where in our Two High Dads budget did you get two dudes, a big guy and a small guy?
Yep.
Well, not small guy, skinny guy.
It's called the beauty of the internet. Everything on the internet now, you can get it done virtually.
We could have saved a couple bucks. I could have been the plus size model guy.
You can always be the plus size model, but you got to buy a shirt. That was
there.
All virtual. It was all there. Virtual, bruh.
We're going there.
It was all virtual. To answer your question, those are all virtual models. You can put anything on them.
Is that your homies?
No. Those are just some random dudes from the internet.
Random dudes on the internet. But hey, we're going to keep those t-shirts and stuff on.
The number 2, HIDADS, Two High Dads. Go to the Instagram account. You can go check out what we're talking about.
Right. Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And that's going to help us with our holiday shopping.
Well, what we're looking to do, I mean,
2020.
Oh. We're trying to increase the brand. We're trying to increase the exposure, have more, you know, people rocking our gear and maybe turn it into something that we can turn Studio Kalihi into a more
plush.
Yeah, spot to do the show. You know what I mean?
Man, that's the only word I could think of is plush.
It reminds me of this kid, Ryan, that my daughter likes to watch on TV. And I saw the look in your face. I know who you're talking about. We're going to talk about Ryan's World a little bit later on in the podcast.
You're going to be all fired up right now.
Can we get to that level?
My just burned a hole into my pockets.
Well, we're going to talk in a little bit about how much Ryan made.
We can do that.
This year.
We can do that.
That dude. You made some money in 2019. But again, we got sick on Thanksgiving. And then there was an uku scare in my house. And that.
I remember that. Oh, there goes the earphones.
Well, that's why I don't have any hair.
Again?
No, that was why. Did we do a show?
We did.
Okay, so that was the whole reason why. So you were saying you didn't see me before I cut my hair. I cut my hair, yeah.
No, but I caught you like maybe like 3 weeks after you cut your hair because it was growth. This is the shortest I've seen.
Well, because for me, it got to the point where I either got a fish or cut bait, right? You're either going to grow it out.
Dude, I haven't heard that in a long time.
Right, you got to grow it out.
I like that one.
You got to grow it out. Or you got to cut them back off. Like, I was sitting there one night looking at myself in the mirror. I look like a Brillo pad.
All right, two times you're on the block. What is the consensus on this haircut? I love the haircut. Plus the growth, the beard growth. I think it's you, bro. I think we just got to fly with this. We could actually perhaps get some sponsors.
We'll see. If you and I can get barbershop sponsors, then I'll.
Well, I wouldn't say barbershop sponsor, but do you think, I mean, it's a thing because I listen to a lot of, male. You know, kind of not male stuff, but she's just baldingness. I've reached a point where I'm comfortable where it's like,
what kind of male stuff are you listening to?
I'm going to, I just listen to other podcasts and whatnot, and just they talk about
it's called Grindr.
I'm just saying I am comfortable with my baldness. Speaking of baldness, I saw a video of Tiger Woods, yes, and homeboy looks just like me.
Except he looks like he's 80 years old. Well,
that, and I cannot still drive the ball at 300 yards.
But he looks like he's 80 years old. Like, you know how they have those gimmicks? Like,
is he McCooley League all of a sudden?
Well, yeah, we're talking about that in a little bit as well. But Johnny Knoxville, you know, he would put all the makeup on and look like an old man and then go out and do crazy stuff?
Right.
Yeah, Tiger Woods kind of looks like that.
Dude, now. Tiger Woods got a bald spot as big as me.
But then you get up and...
But what I'm trying to say is that I'm comfortable. I'm at that stage where I'm comfortable about being bald already. I'm there.
I really don't care because
you're a hat. We're both hat guys.
That, and I've learned. We're getting old, bro. You're in your four. How old are you?
Shoots.
Are you 40 yet?
81.
Are you 40 yet?
No, not yet.
Okay,
no,
but I'm in my 40s.
I'm right there. I'm right behind.
So
you.
I'm in my 40s. You're right behind. I'm getting to the point in my life where I realize people are just gonna either like you or they're not.
Well, I mean,
and it really doesn't matter what's going on above the 8 head, like hair or not.
Wait a minute, 8 head? I thought we was at 7 the last time I saw you.
It keeps growing. Oh, it keeps growing. But you're either gonna like me or you're not. If you don't like me, my hair is not gonna really change your opinion.
You know, I think what we need to do is take a picture of our heads after we shave, because at least with your hair, dude, what you have the look. Mine, it's like. It's like I've been accused
of looking like a Marine. I don't want that look. Mm. Bruh.
Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah, thanks.
Really?
Thanks.
Sorry, Doc.
And then when I go to work and I carry around the scanner, the police and fire scanner, and then I walk outside.
HFD.
Bruh, you're working undercover. Bruh, you're a narc, bruh.
Narc? You get that at Foodland Farms?
No, I go to Robar to get my lunch. I'm like ordering a pizza, right? I'm sitting at Robar ordering a pizza, and I've got the scanner there because I got to listen and make sure the world doesn't end.
Right?
Because I'm on my lunch break. And I see these dudes walking by, and it's kaka-ako, right? So you get all kinds of people walking by in Restaurant Row.
That is true.
And they walk up and they're looking at me going, what's up, bro? What's up, bro? I'm like, wow. It's Sunday morning. Why are you giving me attitude?
On a Sunday?
And they're like, you're on the job, bro. Because I got a radio.
I thought Robar hooked it up. What's going on?
The Robar people. The random people walking by. The people at the
Did I just give away the lunch break? I'm just saying that I think if we were going to go with hairdos and we're going to go with low cuts, you would be me. Because mine, there's like just bits and pieces where it kind of just doesn't. Yours has a definitive look. That's what I'm saying.
It's called a receding hairline. That's what you keep trying to repackage it. It's because the 7 head is turning into an 8 head, and the head just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and the hair keeps disappearing. That's all it is. It's called hair is here. Hair keeps moving back over here. Eventually, there will be no hair. Oh, that's what's going on for 2020.
No. I have faith in us, bro. I have faith in us. We just gotta get locked. Once we lock down the sponsorship, we'll be all G, bro.
For what? I don't know. Hair club for men? Hair club for men.
GLH. Yes.
What is this, the spray?
Yeah, Ron Popeil. Set it and forget it.
Oh, my God. So we got past Thanksgiving.
Right.
What's next? We're only days away. We managed, at least, we were trying really hard.
We were trying to get together. Like, we wasn't trying to sandbag our listeners and our followers.
Yeah.
We're sick. And
life was
this,
catching up.
And there's life. And then, but...
Well, we made it before Christmas. Look, Merry effing Christmas to you.
Mom, I'm going to post this post-podcast. You bought me a gift, my man, and I am thankful for the gift that I'm surprised it's still in. At this point, I'm surprised it's still in the box.
Cheers to you, my
Cheers
friend.
Cheers to you, my man.
Because for those who are, you know, active listeners to the podcast and have listened to all the episodes, they may remember the episode because we were right here. Because
I don't remember.
We were right here in Studio Kalihi drinking Green Spot, which is an Irish whiskey. And that was the thing, is there was that episode. And it was a good episode.
It was. It was so good. I don't even remember what the episode was about.
It was a very entertaining episode. And I wanted to make sure you could relive the glory days.
So I'm very excited about
it. Take that home.
I love you.
Drink that with your girl and let her know how the two Hawaii dads get down. See how she acts when you drink three quarters of that bottle.
She actually wanted to be a part of the show, and I told her, no.
You're missing a piece.
The junk. The junk in the front.
Dads.
So I told her, I was like, you cannot be a part of the show because...
Well, we've had this conversation before. We've got to find a way to have female representation. But when you're just going to be like, yo, I'm going to show up, well, then what? My wife and my daughter are just going to come down and hang out
too? Hello, lunch. Everybody coming through the door?
The Two Hawaii Families podcast? What is this?
That is true. That is true. But
Ohana means family.
I just want to say that is beautiful. And your gift as the weasel way of getting out, I'm going to say as every late getter of a gift.
I don't need a gift.
No, shh. It's in transit. In transit.
I don't need a gift.
I didn't need that, but I'm getting it.
And the thing is, we have dueling phone cases now.
Oh.
Because we're trying to promote our show as hard as we can. And I've got the clean and wholesome beer label phone case.
Which I did like.
You can see it on the Instagram, 2HI Dads on IG. But
and if you message us, Jason will tell you how it works.
Well, I'll hook you up. You want one, hit me. I got slide into the DMs. We got you. And the beautiful thing is now that you've made the pervert one, we can make those too.
There's a lot of people out there excited about us in 2020. So I'm actually really looking forward to all of them.
Okay, so your mom, my mom.
Right, girlfriend.
Your girlfriend.
Right,
my kids. Daughter.
No, my kids. Oh
your
kids.
Sons are excited?
Excited.
They
super
seem
excited.
A little ambivalent, if you ask me.
Really? You think so?
I asked them one time, and they were like, hey, you listen to podcasts? And your son looked at me like, what are you talking about?
That was not the monster truck stuff. That was too busy about running around. Wait a minute. Hold on. Our kids was too busy trying to... There was a match of Chase Master about going to go down until we broke them up.
That's true.
So
that's true.
So they are excited because every time I ask them what day it is, it's Uncle Jason time. And unfortunately, it was... I'm serious. It's podcast day. Oh, Uncle Jason. And then it's... Unfortunately, it's everything is falling into...
Well, you know what we got to do? We got to find some sort of portable power. Or actually, you have the power. You can just use
He-Man?
Your
Are you calling me He-Man? Oh.
I'm saying baseball. UH baseball started. We get the boys. Go down to Murakami Stadium.
We said this before.
I know. Are we going to actually do it in 2020? We got to do it on the recording so people can sit there and go, hey, I thought you guys was talking about going to a baseball game. We're recording that kind.
Right. Okay. No, we're going to do it. So funny that actually, I know we're going to talk sports in a minute.
Yep.
The Diamond Head Classic is coming up pretty soon, UH basketball.
Actually, tonight as we speak.
Are you serious?
I think there's basketball tonight.
I'm watching the Bears throwing donuts right now, but I'm cool with that. I'm
pretty sure there's basketball tonight. Because I was at work earlier today, and one of my coworkers is supposed to be covering it. So, yeah. Dude, pretty sure there's basketball tonight.
Let's go.
2020, baby. We got to get to 2020 first. We're still here in 2019. You're trying to talk to me about this decade. Come on now.
Oh, man. I'm excited. So excited.
Again, we keep talking about it. We're a couple days away from Christmas. Have you finished your Christmas shopping?
Define finish.
Do you have more to do?
Yes. Okay. Lots.
So no. All right.
Like I knocked out the like if I was throwing darts.
Yeah.
I hit the heavy bangers. So I hit my parents.
You weren't like that guy that missed all the shots and then the girl just came up and was like, bleh!
Dude.
Anyway.
Dude, like who would have thought darts is huge in the UK? It's a party. I would just go just cuz.
Bruh. You could just go karaoke hut on a Thursday. You have the same vibe, you know what I mean? Or an Asia or
Old Dog? Old Dog works there?
I don't know if he works there anymore.
Oh, okay. That's what I was thinking. I was like, first thing I think of K Hut, I always think of Old Dog.
Oh. I think of my old room. I used to live with the owner's son, so I think of my roommate.
Oh, okay.
Well, shout out to Matt Kim.
So, no. What you're trying to answer is no. I'm definitely not done. I definitely got the heavy bangers out of the way. At this point, I'm... they're going to be listening to this, guarantee. The fringe. The fringe gifts.
Don't give it away, because we still got to post this before Christmas. Don't give it away.
I'm just saying the fringe...
Boy, you better not be listening. Close your ears. Turn it off now.
No. The kids is pal.
Hold on.
The kids pal.
Ante. Homegirl. You talking about your girl's gift? What are you getting for your girlfriend?
Okay, so she is a health nut. Healthy nut. You're gonna love it. Fake faux burgers.
I got your healthy nut right here.
I got your faux burgers.
I got your healthy nut right here.
So she's into that. So I bought her a
burger this.
Dude.
Bruh. Yeah. That's the thing. You go Burger King. Oh, I want the plant-based burger. And then you're sitting there and you're eating it. Oh, so good. Oh, so good. You know why it's so good? Because it was made on a grill.
With made real meat. Stop. Stop it.
Stop. That's why it's so good.
Stop. You are in her good graces. You better not get
I,
out.
I know.
You get me out of jams. All right, so this is what I'm saying. So I bought her, get this. I have no idea why I need it.
My wife doesn't like you. No, I'm just kidding. I don't even know how she feels.
Drop a line. So I bought her an air purifier.
Close your ears, girl.
I don't know. I don't even want to tell you how much it cost.
I believe it. Is your girl into essential oils?
Yes.
Okay.
And
my wife does that.
And she's into rocks. Like special rocks.
Yeah. The ones that have energy. Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, those rocks. Dude, there's so much rocks in my house. I feel like I'm dealing crack.
Except they're pink.
Yeah. Except they give you energy. Well, they both give you energy. So, anyway, we went to Costco. Shoot, I always get those places confused. We went to Costco, and she's like, we were in the electronics division, right? And she's like, oh, looking at the TVs. And, oh! She sees this air purifier in the corner.
That was the big deal.
And she was like, I want that. Get me this for Christmas.
So you guys are that kind of couple, too, where it's like, there's no surprises.
No, there is surprises. There is surprises.
How is she going to be surprised when she said, I want that for Christmas? You said, okay, baby, I'll get you that for Christmas. Are you going to get her something else?
Perhaps. There was one year I bought her a over-the-toilet. I don't know if you guys did this. Over-the-toilet stuff holder.
No.
No? Okay. But see, the thing is that all her pads and all her makeup, they all clog the area where I'm supposed to brush my teeth.
You notice we got another bathroom down here?
No. Okay. Like that.
Guess
like,
where I get ready.
Say that. Oh, man.
Because the other bathroom upstairs is full of other stuff.
Well, I am unfortunate that I only have one bathroom.
So
I bought her a rack that goes over the toilet that she can hold all her stuff in.
Okay.
And she wasn't too receptive of it, but guess whose stuff is all over it now?
Dad life, baby. Dad life. You snooze.
Well, you know what?
Hey, you snooze, you lose.
I know. But it's like the thing is that like I try to be sneaky, but then she like keeps on trying to fish it out of me. Like she's like Magnum PI. No, she's like, oh, hey, I see this over here. Like I try to hide it in the back of the trunk of my car. So yesterday the kids were unloading stuff out of Walmart.
I was gonna say, why is your wife going through the trunk of your car?
No, I told her to do it. Okay, anyways. Grab the stuff.
Gotta take the small victories. Right.
Gotta take the small victories. Totally. So I like she's like, oh hey, I see this other bag in there. Did you want me to grab it? And I'm like, no, I told you, leave it in there.
Too
and
late.
No,
she already opened it and examined everything that was inside
sure
it before she even approached you with the question. She already knew it was in the bag.
But she didn't say it, but I will find out Christmas morning.
How surprised
she is. Oh, you know what, look what I got.
You know what you're going to find out on Christmas morning? How good an actress your girl is. That's what you're going to find out. Because you're going to be sitting there and you're like, oh, I haven't seen this. This is fantastic.
Ooh.
You know homegirl already saw that. Yeah, she took it out. She was looking at it. She's probably doing a little dance in the driveway going, Yeah.
And then there'll be a point where you really, really get to know her, and then it'll be like, yeah, I know what you're doing.
I don't want to hang out with them anymore.
She will not let it go. She will not let secrets go. Not secrets, but you know what I mean. Like, how about you? How about yours? Like, can you? Well, Christmas shopping. What? Like,
I haven't done it yet. I mean, me and the daughter got mom's present, but that's the thing. Are you
worried about spilling the beans? Are you worried about beans spilling?
No.
Good for you.
No, because
my kids is loose with the lip sync chips, bro.
Well, the thing is, back in the day when I had more money to spend, I would just get multiple gifts and say, okay, here's your early Christmas present.
What? Early that, Christmas well, gifts.
But that's how you get somebody to leave you alone. You give them the early one.
That's not like bribery.
It's what my daughter's going through now. She's four. Can I open this? Bro, I have experience with this. I know how this works. But interesting. My point is, this year, because I never do my Christmas shopping until December 23rd and 24th anyways, which...
Really, you seem like a guy to knock it out. Like, just knock it out.
I knock you out.
I know for sure you will knock me out.
The 24th, dude. It's all about Christmas Eve. I got to work.
You're gonna gun it.
I always do.
Really?
I've had the last 4 years, I think, as long as my kid has been around. I'm pretty sure I've done all my Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve.
Where is the hot spots that you go to?
Why would I tell you that? I don't need no crowds where I go, man.
I'm not trying to get in. I'm trying to
get out of my way. I'm trying to do my shopping. You stay out of my way.
We live on two sides of the island, homie. I'm not trying to be about you. I'm pretty sure we shop at the same place.
I will give you this tip. In 2019.
Oh, here we go.
In 2019, it's about the apps. Because my kid, I went on Target. And just Target. Beep, boop, 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 beep, boop, 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 beep, boop, 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 boop. And 2 hours later, I got an email saying, your stuff is ready.
And you just roll right on up.
I didn't even have to go inside.
You got one of those special parking stalls, dude, right outside.
That's why they put those stupid things right
I've
by the door.
I've seen,
you get all mad. You're like, why can't I park there? Oh, yeah. I got to park there.
I get mad because I don't.
Because you need to use the app. There's no charge. The thing is, it's beautiful. There's no charge. It's just like you're going shopping. It's like you're going to go inside. Just use the app. Do all that stuff beforehand.
Right.
And then go pick it up.
I'm hesitant that I feel like I look on the ad and it says like, oh, we got 3 yakety yaks available. And when I do it and it's like not there. That's my personal fear.
The thing is, when I clicked and it happened to me because I did it over the course of like 2 nights. I did my shopping and then I came back the next day. And one of the items that I wanted.
Well, you're paying for it, obviously.
No,
right?
No. But I did the shopping before I paid. Right. But when I came back the next day, one of the items wasn't in my cart. And I was like, well,
wait, they took it out?
It's what you just said. It's sold out. The technology is now there where whatever you order, they're going to be able to tell you if they have it or not. So
right.
Everything that I ordered when I did order it, uh-huh, and I showed up two hours later, they had all my stuff.
Such a dad move right there.
Bruh.
Such a dad move.
Came Hell home. Yeah. And the thing is, you can do bang, this bang. Not just even for Christmas. Like, you can do this outside of Christmas. And now Target does it.
Bruh,
Walmart does it. Like, all these stores do it. Safeway does it.
Get out with Walmart.
But there's so many places now that do it. Like, you don't even have to get out of your car.
I'm over it. I'm like, seriously. You know what's so weird? Now that you just brought that up,
yeah,
why am I even going to go into the store anymore post 2020? Why? Like, you're just telling me? Because this is not
right,
a
seasonal thing. You got Uber Eats. You don't even have to go get food. You have food brought to your house, groceries brought to your house.
If people
could just bring alcohol and, I don't know, your kid, like, bring your kid home for you, like, that'd be about it. Like,
can you pick up my kid from daycare?
Exactly. And there are services for that. They just haven't reached Hawaii yet. It's like Uber for kids.
2020.
Yeah, there's Uber for kids.
Wait, so tell me about your shopping experience, though. Like, so you knocked it all out, and so you haven't finished yet.
No.
But it's going to be within the next two, three days.
I got some of the stuff for my daughter done. We got to figure out some of the presents for the grandparents.
It's December 22nd, so you're telling me in the next 2 days you're going to bang it out?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Guess what I'm doing after I'm done working with you tonight?
Hell yeah.
I'm going to go do some Christmas shopping.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're gonna go home and finish that bottle. I'm going to go do some Christmas shopping. And then tomorrow, guess what I'm going to do after work? Christmas shopping.
Target. Where's the closest Target?
Alamoana.
What?
Alamoana, Salt Lake. They're both about, if not the same distance, they're just about the same.
Because I'm thinking, so far my shopping experience, which was, well, for one, it was Amazon.
Yep.
Amazon was number one.
Yep.
I knocked maybe 70% out. And there's some, you know, then you try to be like the cool uncle that, you know, you got family on the mainland. You try to, buy those fancy, not fancy, but
yep,
the one of a kinders. But Walmart, Target, Ross. That's like my top three. But every time I go to Walmart, it's just, it doesn't even have to be holiday season.
I probably go Target, Ross, and then Walmart. Walmart to me is like, it's a last resort.
Booty.
Booty. The only reason why I go there is if I look at the app. Again, the app. And I don't go to Walmart, but I know that if I look at the app, it's at Walmart, so I can go down and just go for what I need.
So I'm thinking you're semi-townie. So you, the Walmart.
I'm full townie. Full
townie, yeah. I'll just give you credit. Come on.
I ain't going past Salt Lake if I don't have to.
All right, so it's Kalamoku.
Yeah.
And it's 4th Street. Is it 4th Street?
Fourth ghetto Street. And ghetto-er.
It can't be more ghetto than Kapolei, because Kapolei's shelf is so bare. So bare.
I don't think you've walked around 4th Street Mall, and I know you work there, but you need to go back to Walmart, because you see saying Kapolei's cooler. All right, cool.
Yeah, downtown Walmart, I'm ready to get in and get the out. Get the blank.
I believe you.
Get the blank.
I believe you. Out. That's why I don't go to Walmart. I go to Ross and Target before I go to Walmart.
And I can't believe nowadays some stores don't even recognize price match.
Yep. You know what I think is cool, though?
What?
If you come to town, have you been to the old Sports Authority in recent months?
No.
It's now called Ohana Hale Marketplace. Have you ever heard of that place?
Ohana Family House Marketplace.
Yep. It's like a swap meet indoors.
Ooh. I'm in with that.
It's actually pretty cool. There's like rows and rows of kiosks and stuff. It's the old Sports Authority. Go check it out, because I was just down there checking it out for Christmas. But local products, local businesses, you know, if you want to support local and not just go buy Target or Walmart, Ohana Hale Marketplace.
Interesting. I never knew what, you know what? This is boo on me. I didn't know what they would. Ended up doing with that empty space.
That's what they ended up doing with it. And Hoy's Finest has a store right there too.
Right, no, yeah, I remember I knew they were on the corner, but there was that whole left hand side. Yep. Like, well, good for them. What did you find? Did anything catch your eye?
We walked around a little bit, and I think I found a couple of things, but I'm not going to tell you because it gives away my Christmas present.
Ooh, touche.
Anyway, so Christmas, it's around the corner.
I'm excited, bro.
You ready to go?
I mean, like I said, I got like 20, maybe 20% left. The fringe gifts.
I got you.
Fringe gifts are ready to go.
I got you. Well, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come right back, and we've got more to talk about. But first, before we go, we played a little bit of that Elijah Sky earlier. Now we're playing more of our favorite tracks from
2019.
This is kind
of
like the best that we've done, because we've only been around here for a couple of months, right?
It's only been the best.
I know. So we're looking back on 2019, and it's like, bro, everything is golden with the two Hawaii dads, right?
I love it. Lion Fire
featuring Jay Boog. This one's Love and More. The Two Hawaii Dads podcast. We'll be right back.
Alongside my brethren, Jay Boog. Me not tell no lie, yes, my art is true. And this one's going out to you. Baby girl, I really wanna get next to you. Said I need to get close to you.
If it was up to me, I'd give you roses and everything that you love every day of the week. If it was up to me, I'd make you feel like a queen. Let you know that you're number one to me. Just give me a chance and let me show ya. Love like a man is supposed to. Girl, all I wanna give you is love and more.
Make me energy blaze higher. I'll make it worth your while just to see a smile brighter. A girl like you make gangsta turn a love songwriter. I must admit I'm more of a lover than a fighter. Before your kiss, I take my fist and flatten an army. Build you a house to call your own, complete with the farming. I think it sounds charming. This your two-person party, cause you're one of a kind.
If it's up to me, I'll give you roses and everything that you love every day of the week. If it was up to me, I'd make you feel like a queen. Let you know that you're number one to me. Just give me a chance and let me show ya. Love like a man is supposed to. Girl, all I wanna give you is love and more. All I wanna give you is love and more.
Oh Lord, my girl, you're hotter than the rest. It's like cardiac arrest. Me out of beat, out of me chest. Be my guest, one request. Put my loving to the test. So let's manifest this love that God has blessed. Resurrect the romance in your life. It all goes starty with me. I'll take it far beyond the lethal birds and the bees. Just watch how you got me from me bended knees. Because I wanna make you my baby, please.
If it was up to me, I'd give you roses and everything that you love every day of the week. If it was up to me, I'd make you feel like a queen. Let you know that you're number one to me. Just give me a chance and let me show ya. Love like a man is supposed to.
Till the day I die, and I never leave you lonely. I never tell a lie. Enemy out, I keep you closely. Your soul I satisfy.
cause you got a special something I've been looking for. The way you give me butterflies, I just can't ignore. You're a real royal queen, the one that lion adore. So open up your heart, I wanna love you more.
If it was up to me, I'd give you roses and everything that you love every day of the week. If it was up to me, I'd make you feel like a queen, let you know that you're number one to me. Just give me a chance and let me show ya.
Stealing your mangoes any chance they get. The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.
Yeah, best of, baby. 2019 Lion Fire.
Love and remix. More.
Love it a whole bunch more, my friend.
Can you stay focused with basketball on the TV? Shut the door other way. Make sure you shut the door other way.
Can you believe 2019 is almost out?
It is.
The last of the decade. And we are coming strong. This has been what? How long have we been together? I mean, we've been together a long time.
We've been like 2 days.
Nah, shush.
It's like you just met me. Are you going to call me tomorrow?
Dude, I call you every day. It's just as long as I'm not sick. Oh, my kid is it. 6 months? The show?
So, I don't know. I gotta check. You starting to ask me questions that I haven't been able to prepare for.
No, this is how we do it, don't like it's.
That is a two Hawaii dads right there. Hey, yeah. Surprise!
Hey, don't forget. Follow us on to Two High Dads hashtag. Yes. Two High Dads at Two High Dads.
Also, Dad Kind Things
hashtag. Dad Kind Things hashtag. What we got? Dad Life 808. I think I did that once in a while.
We got a little bit of everything.
But you know what? 2020 is around the corner, and I appreciate everybody, guys, subscribing, rate, review. We haven't had a review in a long time, so make sure you guys chime on it. Always you appreciate
suck.
It. Best place you best place you can support the show.
So what up? We talked about Christmas earlier. Now we're going to talk about New Year's. Are you a fireworks guy?
I am, but I don't have the list. I don't have the list. And you know what? You know, it's weird. Is that one of my coworkers at my job?
Yep.
She pointed out is that it's actually cheaper if you actually get the permit and you buy the, not aerials. Obviously, aerials are illegal. But if you get the strings and the throw packs at Donkey's or whoever sells it, it's actually cheaper.
Yep.
Then you go black market.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about aerials.
Whoopsie.
Are you the type of guy that needs to shoot fireworks?
Well, I mean, if I sold crack and I sold like extra, you know, body parts and whatnot, I could afford it. But it's, you know, the funny part is that we were talking about this earlier off the show.
Yeah.
The illegal eagle action.
Yeah.
It started going off in my neighborhood in Makakilo, like Thanksgiving style.
And I was going to tell you, all the way here in Kalihi, the problem is we hear fireworks anytime like something happens positive on pay-per-view. Like when Manny Pacquiao wins, then
Elimelech McFarlane, Bellator.
Bruh. When it's a blessed day in MMA.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's
but like, a Yancey wins, you hear fireworks in Kalihi, for real.
I mean, people get off the Mauna. I mean, are we setting off fireworks?
Yes.
It's crazy.
Like, for real. I know you're laughing, but yes, in Kalihi Valley, yes, you do hear fireworks all the time. My daughter, she freaks out because you hear the one.
We just had, two couple, off air, and it was,
That's why it's a hard time recording sometimes in Studio Kalihi. You get things getting in the way.
What are your thoughts on just fireworks in general? And
legalize it.
Just makes sense. I mean, like to
it
me,
it makes sense. I mean, to me,
it's so funny. Is that I was actually thinking about this. I actually told the girlfriend, it's like maybe we should next time do an outer island.
My daughter loves the aerials.
Just for next year.
Just to show.
Just to show, because everything's legal, outside.
Can we find a way to get a sponsor and record on Maui?
Mokulele? Is Mokulele
let's
available?
Go! Right. You got 12 months. Make it happen, Josh.
You know what the funny part is that growing up, us, similar age.
Yes.
And it was like just dad, mom, the cul-de-sac.
I remember.
Everybody
on
had
Pama
aerial.
LA Street in Kailua. We would sit there. We had the sparklers. We had the jumping jacks.
Yeah, that's illegal now.
We had the bottle rockets. It's just all the things that people don't want to have. I remember we did it, and we did it responsibly, and there was never any problem, and we cleaned it up at the end of the night.
We used to light a Christmas tree on fire.
We didn't do that.
Okay. No, but I agree. It's like...
I was Kailua. I mean, Makakilo, I don't know about Makakilo. Back in the 80s, but in Kailua, we did not burn our Christmas tree.
There was always that corner in the yard where it was designated Christmas tree fire style.
Sorry, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Wait, are you telling me that you had fake Christmas trees? That's why you never burned them?
We had real Christmas trees. It's just we put them out with the cases of beer for the garbage men on New Year's Eve.
Nice.
And they took our Christmas tree and they threw it away.
Nice. You know what? Shouts out to the garbage guys. They get no love now.
Do you remember how you used to be able to put stuff out for the garbage man?
You used to wrap the case beer?
Bruh.
My dad then used to do it too.
Everybody did that.
What about the mailman?
I think we gave cookies to the mailman.
No, but you shouted them out, though, right?
I think, no, because I remember going out to visit the mailman. Like, when they would come by, like, the week of Christmas.
Yeah.
They would be all dressed up.
Because you're on break already.
Exactly. Right. But we would have, like, cookies, and we would have gifts for them. But I don't think we left beer for the mailman.
What do you say? Beer was more garbage man guy.
Yeah.
What's up, Oos?
That's the thing is, like, now that hindsight is 2020 and you're looking back on it, was it cool that just the garbage man got the beer? What if the mailman wanted the beer?
You know what's the worst thing now?
I'd be pissed if I was the mailman. I was like, I like beer too, guys.
Total millennial
my
style.
Primo?
Here we go. Well, the garbage man now will not get out of his truck. Because they don't need anybody. Remember back in the day, you used to have like five guys hanging out the back of the truck, right?
The thing the problem is,
uh-oh.
Are garbage men city or state?
CC.
Okay. Are you city or state?
I'm state employee.
So you and I are both state employees.
Right. Okay.
As state employees.
Oh, I'm getting the bell ready.
They can't get out of the truck.
Oh, what?
It's not in the contract.
Oh, no, they will. They will come out of the car and tell you that your garbage can is too full. There's stuff hanging out because that happened to me multiple times this year. I had an old vacuum cleaner that the handle was sticking out and he flagged me for it.
No can. Get out your truck then.
He stopped the car.
Clean it up. You know what I hate? I got security cameras.
Uh-oh.
And I've caught the guys on the security cameras screwing up the picking up of the garbage can.
What? For what?
And then it rolls down because I'm on a hill.
No, you are on a hill, but that's a steep.
If you screw it up, if you don't got skills on my street and you put the can down the wrong way, it's gone. It's Gandhi's, bro. It's all the way down the hill. Like, somebody's got to go pick it up, and they're not going to be happy. And my point is, they're not going to be happy about picking it up.
He's going to get out of his car. Who gives a beeps?
I've seen both sides.
Oh, really?
I've seen positive drivers.
That means he's on probation still.
You're right, though. The ones that got out have been younger.
Yeah, he's like,
they've been younger guys.
Yeah,
they've been younger guys.
Of course.
It's always been a younger guy.
We've all been on that road.
It's always been a younger guy.
But you know what? I do miss those days where we used to wrap gifts for our garbage man.
Yep.
We used to wrap gifts for the mailman.
Yep.
So, you know what? You've inspired me to wrap something up for the
kids. I didn't have to wrap anything for you. I just gave you that gift. At least I got you something before Christmas.
That is true. Not necessarily rap it, but that was...
Before Christmas. Not on the way.
No. But yeah, so if the aerials, I'm a mad guy. I mean, it depends how much money I get on the side. That's how much money I can spend on.
What do you do for like Christmas, New Year's? Are you the type of guy, do you do family things? Do you go out? Like, do you go to the movies? Do you... do you do anything on the holiday, or do you stay in?
Well, as we, you're gonna be coming up on this dilemma pretty soon.
Yes,
I'm already in it. It's winter break as of now.
Christmas is in a couple of days, and I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, the gifts are cool for like the first hour and a half. My kid will be up at the butt crack of dawn. What do we do at 10 a.m.?
No, I hear you. So it's like we're planning stuff out. It's like what? It's movies. It's let's go to the beach. It's like Pups of War.
What are you going to do?
You got me. I'm like, I'm just trying to think. Well, for one, we're going to see what Santa brings, and then we'll Jones it from there, and then we'll see.
I got
2.5 weeks to figure out what the F
is. Is the Force with you? Have you done the Star Wars thing yet?
I have not. Are you talking about the new movie?
Yeah.
I have not seen the new movie.
Are the boys into that?
I'm trying to get them onto The Mandalorian, because you know me. I subscribe to Disney Plus.
You like Baby Yoda.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Baby Yoda is so everywhere right now. But
I love the meme that you posted on the Two Hawaii Dads Instagram, 2HIDads at Instagram. Same fada, different motto.
Different motto. Exactly.
And that's the difference between...
That's me right here.
That's the difference between Baby Yoda and what was the other one? Not the Ewoks, but what was it?
Gremlins. If you don't know Gremlins, you're too young.
Baby Yoda versus Gremlin. Same fada, different motto.
But... it's so weird. It's like, so before I had the kids, I was not a Marvel comic DC guy.
Nope.
But kids blew out.
Nope.
Now I am Stan Lee. Call me Stan Lee.
And you are subscribed to Disney Plus. I am
fully subscribed. Fully subscribed. And we watch it.
Bruh. Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus.
I'm on the
$12.99.
I'm gonna do the bundle. I'm gonna bundle it soon.
Are you bundling it?
I'm not bundled now.
Why? What's wrong with you?
Initially you could not. Here we go. Here, inside baseball. You could not preview Disney Plus and bundle at the same time. So if you wanted to bundle everything, you'd have to pay off the get. So there was like that week preview where you could do Disney Plus.
Oh, so you just couldn't be patient enough. Okay, shout out to my wife. She signed up for it all. Hey. We got the bundle.
How about that? How's the bundle doing?
I'm not mad at it.
I'm actually thinking about it because a lot of stuff that I want to see, Dad, is on ESPN Plus.
The beautiful thing about ESPN Plus is that you can get all the MMA. And it's right there on ESPN Plus, and all you got to do is click it.
Yep. Me being a soccer fan, there's a lot of... I think we went over this before.
Football.
A lot of...
Football.
Yeah, them too.
Football.
And then Hulu. I'm not too familiar with Hulu, though.
Hulu is like TV. So if you don't got a... Do you got a cable subscription?
Spectrum.
Okay. If you already got a cable subscription, then you're not too bad off. But if you didn't, Hulu would let you get all the TV stuff that you wouldn't normally...
ABC, NBC.
Exactly. All the stuff you wouldn't normally be able to watch.
Hey, $13. Can't complain.
Mobile. You can watch it wherever you want, wherever you go. All your different devices, you have it right there, and it's available to you.
So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. I've been saying, I'm going to bundle when I get home. I'll bundle it up.
Man, what I've been thinking of, though, is I've been trying because my kid, she keeps watching YouTube.
Join the club.
She sits down and she's like, Dad, I don't want to watch TV. I'm like, what do you want to do? I want to turn on Alexa and watch YouTube.
Holla, because I am in the same boat.
And you know what she's watching? The damn kid Ryan.
Oh my God.
You know who I'm talking about. Ryan. Like Ryan's world, dude.
Speaking
of
Target, dude, Ryan got stuff selling a bundle. Speaking of bundle, he is selling bundles of
bundle
stuff.
Right here.
And he bundled that all over Target. There's just so much stuff.
So I looked it up online.
Okay, what's up?
Ryan, last name. Kaji.
Kaji. So he's local.
K-A-J-I.
He's local then. It's Kamayana.
That's my cousin, bro. That's my cousin. And you know why he's going to be your cousin? Because that bad boy made $26 million in 2019.
Like,
did I stutter?
No.
$26 million.
By selling what? How does he make
him
money?
It's a brand. Ryan's World brand.
That's something me and you can look forward to.
I can act like an idiot like his dad.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, dude, his dad is so punchable. I can punch that guy's face
so
bad.
Can I slap him after you get done slapping him? But you know what? If I was his dad, I'd be sitting there going, yeah, you want to slap me too? You know
Ka-ching.
Why? 50,000. 50,000. Slap me again. 50,000. 50. Oh, you don't like me? Oh, I just made $100,000 in the last 20 minutes.
You know, it's funny that you bring up Brian and this whole freaking holiday thing is that we went to Target and...
And he's got his crap on the shelf over there. What is that?
You know, it's not like buried, you know, buried underneath the...
No.
It's on the end.
It's called end cap placement. End cap. That's called marketing right there.
I used to work for
Dude's got placement.
I used to work for Longs.
Dude's got placement.
And there's this... He has a treasure chest. He has a egg.
And that crap ain't cheap.
And it was like at least 40 bones, easy.
That's what I'm saying. It's not like it's like $9.99. We're not talking like budget. You know what I mean? Like you're getting in for $69.95 and that kind of prices.
So if you read the fine print, it's like stickers and tattoos and crap. Yeah, right. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like I said, let's be honest, bro.
I want $26 million.
No, we both do. But the mom and the dad, that's not how they are. They're faking the funk on the nasty
Would your dunk. Kid... They're would, faking your, the funk. Would your kid sit still long enough in front of a camera to play with some slime?
How do they do that, man? How do they do that? I can't.
Some
I can't
kids, even, some I can't kids even get are more,
to eat dinner.
You can't... No. I don't
know. They can eat dinner watching Ryan's tour review.
See, and that's the thing. I've had this conversation with my daughter. I've sat there and they've gone, what's going to make you want to, what do you want to film? And she's like, I don't want to film anything. I don't want people looking at me, which is completely fair. I get it.
Which regular people would say.
And then I turn around and I go, do you like candy?
Let's unbox something.
Well, you know what I did? I took her to Ross the other day, and I walked her around, and I was like... Actually, I took her to Tamura's. I took her to Tamura's.
All right.
And we're walking around. I was like, hey, you see anything you like? And she sent some cookies. And she's like, I like those. I was like, okay, I'm going to get them for you if we can shoot a video.
Yeah, there you go.
Well... But the problem is, then she goes, well, you can shoot a video, but I don't want anybody to see it.
No, she's not down for the brand. Well,
here's the question. If your daughter is not of age to make any legal decisions.
Wait a minute. What's going on? Who's the lawyers? Are we bringing the lawyers
whose
in?
Whose choice is it to put it on YouTube? Oh. Is it my kid's choice or is it my choice? Because my kid don't want to be on YouTube. But what if I want my kid to be on YouTube?
I don't know. I just want to punch Ryan's dad in the face because I know he's fake. He's so freaking fake. I hate him.
He's probably the biggest stoner you've ever met in your life. You know, after he gets off the set, he probably rolls off a fat spliff and he's like, I just made some money.
You know, it's funny. I was telling my other half, he's like, you know what? You know, I just figured out because I'm cool and I'm smart. He is the same voice for all of those damn cartoon guys.
It took you that long to figure that out?
It took me
How
that long.
How long have you been watching the show?
like 4 years.
And we're so sitting bad. Here talking so about this kid for like 15 minutes now.
You know what's the worst part?
He's made like $30,000 in just the time that we've been talking about him. And we're not even helping him make that money.
Wait,
just made that money.
He started off opening just stuff. He just box opening.
Yes.
Oh,
so yes. Gross. I'm gonna feed my kid candy and I'm going to videotape it. And we are going to make some money.
Hey, Tamura's is a good spot. I love Tamura's. Tamura's is a good spot. Hey.
So we started with cookies. We're going to do that first. And then we got lemon peel gummy bears.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to make those for Christmas. Get ready for that. It's coming your way.
Like everybody else.
Dude, there's a shortage on lemon peel, but let me tell you.
Everybody and their cousin is, hey, I get the hookup, $5 on my Instagram.
I'm just going to sprinkle
the DMs.
I'm just going to sprinkle crack on top of my gummy bears, see if anybody notices.
My kid is going to be the cutest, and she's going to sell you that, and you're going to buy it.
You are liking it. Like it a lot. All right, we got this. Cobra.
Bruh.
Sports time.
Is it the season? Is it time to talk about sports?
It is sports, and you know what? I've waited 5 years to say this. I'm calling it right now, baby. I am my fantasy football league champion. Thank you so much.
I'm not even gonna say anything.
I am up.
Oh, wait.
I am up.
Wait.
Keep it coming, baby. Keep it coming. There we go.
Remix.
It's been 5 years that I've been playing fantasy football, and I finally made it into my championship game.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I want to say a big F you to my big rival, my cousin, at the B-Rocka. My cousin Brandon, he smoked me.
Thank you, and by the way, F you.
He is my BYU to Hawaii, bro. Speaking of football.
That's your cousin.
Yeah, that is my cousin.
By blood or by relation?
By blood. Because
if he's by relation, then...
No, he's by blood. He's by blood, and he is beating me every single time, and you know what?
Not this year.
Not this year, baby. The quest for one is coming home. I am so happy. The quest for one is coming home. And I am your Beers and Cheers fantasy football champion. Kiss my ass.
And that will be the last time for the next 10 years that you'll be able to say
Hey, all you need is one, dog. All you need is one. And speaking of, you know what, UH and BYU, the Hawaii Bowl is coming up Christmas Eve.
We are literally 2 days away.
As of right now, we are.
Are you going to the Hawaii Bowl?
I am not going to go to the Hawaii Bowl.
Are you going to watch the Hawaii Bowl?
I will. I will. Hey.
I think we got two of us there. We're both going to watch it. Do you know why? I'm working.
What?
Are you working? Yes.
It's GTFO. It's
a normal day for me.
Who?
Are you working?
Hell no.
Wow.
I am a non-essential worker, my friend.
Must be nice. Must be nice. The job I have, it is not a holiday.
You're so essential, dog.
I am.
Anywho, so UH, BYU.
I think I'm going to watch it on TV, though.
You should.
I'm going to try.
What else are you going
to
do?
Shout out to the Robar.
What else are you going to do? Can we get you, like, not behind the pillar this time? Can we do that?
We'll see what happens. Who you got?
I might have to join you. Are you serious?
It depends. Hit me up. Hit me up outside.
Oh, gotcha. I got you on the outs.
Are you going to put money on it?
No. Well, I'll put some jelly beans down. I think I'm going to go to Hawaii.
See, what is... I don't even know what the spread is.
I don't even know what the line is either. Okay. I'm thinking Hawaii.
I kind of think, is Hawaii the underdog?
The home dog?
Are they?
I'm new.
I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll get some people on it.
Thanks for the show prep. Good job.
All right, let me look at it.
My point is, I'd put money on Hawaii if it meant, like, covering the spread or upsetting them. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what the thing is? There's always that mystique, with Hawaii, BYU, and this whole thing. But
why you looked at me and went, home dog? I was like, yes, that would make money.
But there's no rivalry anymore. I'm gonna catch a lot of hate on it. But
why we don't go to the game and we just watch it on TV.
Well, that has nothing to do with that, though.
If there was a rivalry and it was like, "Yo, get out of the house, come and support," wouldn't? I think it does matter. Like, I don't think anybody cares enough where it's like, "Yeah, I gotta get out of the house, go down there. I'm going to stay home in my bibbidis and watch a game on TV."
Bibbidi party for sure. Christmas Eve, you kidding me?
That's what I'm saying.
Playoffs.
That's what I'm saying. Or if you're at work and you're trying to sneak away and...
I'm going to go Hawaii, though. I'm going to lean Hawaii. I just think that Hawaii at home...
I almost want to pull it up on my phone just to see.
I'm trying to look for it.
I'm getting excited too. Come on, this is called stretch.
Right? No. I got you. I've read some reports that the BYU coach Kalani Sitake. I'm not too sure how much local ties.
What?
Kalani Sitake? Sitake?
Yeah.
Sure. Talofa. All right. So he's saying that he's looking for a raucous crowd. I'm like, raucous crowd? Have you been to Hawaii's home games?
All right, here we go.
All right, thank you.
So, Hawaii is a +2.
Well, I mean, you're thinking +3 already home is a... You already get 3 points for being at home. So, that's a big
That's the thing.
Who's gonna play quarterback?
Colt Brennan.
I mean, have you heard about Colt Brennan lately?
And I think he would actually have probably a little bit more success.
No, I think Colt Brennan's going to hang out with me at the Bibbidi party pretty soon.
I'm going to go for the local boy.
All right, deal. All right.
What?
Chevin?
Yes.
Hell no.
No?
No. It's Cole McDonald. Okay. If Cole McDonald wants to...
I think he'll start. I don't think he'll finish.
Yeah, that is true. That is a true story. Like, you could say start winning the next series, but I say, as much as you know me with Hawaii, I think Hawaii's going to pull out the win.
Spread. 64 points.
Jeez, that's high.
Or not spread. I'm sorry, over under. 64 points. Do you think there will be more than 64 points scored?
Over. Live life on the edge. Over. Go over.
To me?
You're going to go under?
Yep.
What? That's why we're so opposite right there.
The thing is, I'm a USC boy. Am I a Hawaii boy? I'm not a Hawaii boy. USC, I'm a USC boy.
USC against Iowa.
USC all day, baby.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
All day.
What's the deal with your guys' head coach? I swear they fired him.
He sucks, and we need a new one, and our athletic department sucks, but hey, what are you going to do?
Did the Indian give him back?
At the end of the day, the kids on the field are the ones that win the game.
All right, so since we're not going to get it, well, I'm not going to see you until the next year. The Final Four, Clemson, Ohio State. Who else we got? Who's the other guys? LSU.
Yep.
Farts.
I really don't care. That's really? The problem. I don't care about the Final Four.
Really?
I care more about USC. I do.
Stop being a homer. I just get with the deals.
It's just I'm born and raised in Hawaii. Who cares about football in Hawaii? Like, there's no professional football teams.
Once UH plays, the
year is over.
Oh my God, that is such a weak deal. Are you telling me on New Year's Day you're not watching college football?
No, I'm sleeping in because I've been up too late popping fireworks and drinking the wrong kind of
stuff.
Who
are you? Who are you?
I am your father.
All right, we'll touch up on this on the next one. I feel that it's going to be LSU and... Oh, shoot. What, LSU Clemson?
Think so? Clemson,
I think so.
See, I kind of like...
Is there any local boys involved anymore?
All jokes aside, I still kind of want to ride with Clemson, but I don't want to get my...
Oklahoma is the other one. I'm sorry. LSU, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Clemson, Ohio State. Oh, that's LSU Clemson right there.
I kind of want to ride with Clemson.
You think so?
I think LSU.
To beat the man, you got to beat the man.
That's right.
The quarterback has not lost the game in like 2 years.
Exactly. And, you know, I think
all roads
kind of lead through Clemson.
I forget where the national champion. I think the national championship game, the location, it'll mean something.
You know what? Forget college. How about them Eagles?
How about them Eagles, baby?
We're almost at the playoffs, my friend. And you tell everybody about what just happened today.
Today. Okay. As of this recording, I am the NFC's champions.
Get the mic on it. One more time.
There's a lot of skin slapping going on over here.
Yes, sir.
So as of right now, I am going to the damn playoffs.
Skin flute.
But we'll see how it is next week.
So what happens?
Philly needs to beat the Giants to get in. If we don't win, then shit. I mean, we got
screwed.
Yeah, no. Then there's a lot of ticky tacky nerds in the back room, kind of a deal. So
now, right, take that? The Eagles, put them over here,
okay,
and let's talk about fantasy. How are you living in your fantasy?
Fantasy is great right now. At this point, I am up major. Not Major Rager, but
what's
Major
up, Ray?
Major effing Rager right now. So let's
are you
just
making
say,
money? That's just what I'm saying. Are you making money?
Let's just say there's a lot of jelly beans going down tomorrow.
Yeah, it's some money.
There's one Vikings guy, which I hope.
Wait, there's no gambling going on.
No. We're a legit podcast over here. What's going on? So tomorrow, if there's one... I'm not going to say his name. One Vikings guy. If he sucks.
Are you related to him?
No, I'm not related to him. But I'm just saying that this is going to be my first year taking home. Dude, 5 years of frustration, bro. I used to be the guy. I am that one guy in the league.
Yes, I know you.
That just talks shit.
I know you.
So
yes.
This is the year.
This is the year
redemption.
Where you can finally run your effing mouth.
You know, it's so funny that my cousin, who I'm facing, we all know about that. So he already texted me the concession speech. Yeah. And I told him, kiss my ass. You're out. Don't give me that shit.
There's no concessions.
Yeah, no.
You wait till the end.
No, I don't want no Jedi tricks.
And you let it happen.
I don't want no Jedi tricks.
Just take it. Take that.
No reverse psychology on me, buddy.
Thank you, P. Diddy.
Right. So none of that.
Take that.
I'm not taking it.
Take that.
I will.
No, you're not taking it. You're giving it to them. They're taking it. Take that. They're taking that.
So this is, I mean, 5 years, bro. This is like this is like giving birth to a child. My girlfriend's gonna hate this because I've never given birth to any child, and they're gonna hear this about giving birth. But I've given birth to a champion. And it's been 5 years in my stomach. And that's why I'm 250 pounds. I'm giving birth to a champion.
Do you feel good about yourself?
Oh, dude, I'm feeling myself right now. I'm so big. I'm so large. I'm so eggplant right now.
I think that is ridiculous. that is like the understatement of the year.
Oh, this is great. What a way to blow out 2019 right here on the Two High Dads podcast.
Anything else you want to say to the people before we finish? Because you know what? Honestly, we want to get together next
week. Wait, there's no more 20 more minutes of me just gloating and we're going to cut it off? All right.
Yes, we're cutting it off. Because we've got to talk about right. We're not talking about now, but we're talking about right now.
Okay, deal.
So we're almost done for the year because you and I, do you think we're going to get together before the end of 2019?
What's the over-under? Give me some odds.
No.
What are the odds me getting sick in the next 4 days?
No.
Yes. No, no, yes, I am getting sick.
Yes. Are you getting sick, really?
No, I'm just joking. But
you make out? Hey.
Is there a boo button? No, not that one. Get out. This might be our last show of 2019,
bro. And that was my point. Okay. This is the last show of the decade. The decade. We're not going to see each other until the 20s.
I've never felt bigger. I've never felt better. Hey, you know what, bro?
Boo? Did you just call me boo?
Bro? I meant bro.
What is going on here? What is going on?
I'm feeling close.
You better back up. If that's how you feel it.
Dude, it's been.
You better back up. Slap my hand. Yes. Now back up.
Two High Dads is coming strong in 2020, bro. 2020. I'm getting emotional right now without being kind of weird.
It's been a fun time. I'll say that. It's been a fun time. For people that don't know us, we've had fun.
And people that don't know us,
we're continuing to have fun. And these guys know us.
Shouts out to Eli and Brother Kennedy. They got some new music coming out. Actually, you know what? They got new music right now. It's called Petty Games, but right now we're going to debut there.
This is Let It Go.
Yeah, Let It Go.
We've got to go.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye. Happy New Year.
Happy holidays.
Guess it's time to get used to being alone. So let's close the door. Sad it's come down to this, but I want to wish you luck and I hope you find someone you can call. Time we end this story. Girl, I want you to know that I love you so. It's time to let it go, babe. Oh, girl, I want you to know that I love you so. It's time to let it go, babe.
rattly bones, and some old jokes. The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.